Hey everyone, it is December 15, 2009, and welcome to another episode of World 3 Christmas special episode. Let's do this! Mia, you're here!
Hi.
She's my co-assistant today.
Your co-captain.
Yeah, co-captain. In front of me is Martin.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Good.
This is take two, for those who don't know.
Take three.
Oh, take three!
Yeah,
we're gonna post the first thing. And on my right is Tokyo Boy Mayor.
What's up?
It's got so good here.
Yeah. Yes. And we were actually talking about what happened to the awards a few minutes ago.
We lost.
It's okay.
No biggie.
Yeah. Again, no, it's been our, you know, event.
We were adequate.
We didn't even reach our first 6 months or something.
But it is an honor to be nominated, and we're really, really grateful to the listeners.
Be proud. Stand tall. Present.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right on. So we have an exciting show today. Two segments. First segment would be our... What's it again?
Well, are we talking about games that we liked for 2009?
No, we're going to start off with the...
Geek Gifts.
The Geek Gifts, because that has just been so recent.
Because Martin just got himself a gift.
I got myself a Wii.
Yes. You got it for how much?
For $6,000.
$6,000, guys. I mean, that's effing awesome. And it comes with two controllers.
Two Wiimotes and one nunchuck. I bought an extra after that.
Yeah. So, guys, if you're planning to buy a console, I think now's the time.
Actually, we're going to do this. All right. Fine. Geek Gifts, right? For, you know, the Christmas season. Let's start it with like $500. What would you get for a geek or a guy who's into games or
for $500?
Yeah. I mean, I got one in my head.
Dinner,
I don't know about...
in Tokyo.
No, seriously, $500. What would you guys do? I mean, give to a friend or whoever
who's geeky.
Yeah, $500.
Will that buy me a game?
Yes,
it can. It depends
on the game.
No,
the game.
Really?
Yes, you can.
What game? A PSP?
A PS1 game.
For $500.
Yes, Mario. A PS1 game. Okay, fine. No, seriously.
Technically, games, okay? If you're speaking about gifts, if you just want to give them something retro, nostalgic, just for the thought of it.
It's not just, you know, geek doesn't just mean a gamer, like a guy who's into pop culture. For $500, I would give him a copy of Fables Volume 1.
For $500?
Yeah.
Is it $500?
Yes, it is. He's even like...
We're fully national?
Book. Yeah, fully
or
book.
Fully book. Right?
Fully book. Exactly. $500.
$10, yeah, it's $460. Fully book. Or if you want to go cheap or go to national for $380, I think.
Yeah. Okay, so.
So mine would be a graphic novel. It's either Fables.
Actually, Fables.
Yeah.
For those actually, Fables can get you, girl.
For those who don't know,
it's the only comic that I've seen that can actually.
Maybe,
May,
you should explain to people, sis, about Fables.
Yeah, because one thing why girls love Fables, it's because it's a satire of all of the Aesop's Fables and
it's an adaptation.
Adaptation of the different princesses that you see in Disney.
Not just Disney. Like
not just Disney, but every story said to all of the children around the world.
Basically, the plot is the world of the fairy tales. You know, have been destroyed by the bad guys, and they all migrated to New York, and they're now living with normal people. That's basically the premise of the thing. But yeah, that's my
Cinderella's
thing.
Cinderella's a slut there. So.
Cinderella's a slut, and there's only one Prince Charming.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah.
And he married all of them.
It makes sense.
What a playboy.
It makes sense.
A disclaimer, because these boys easily forget that I am a woman among them. Seriously, I would be more impressed if you actually got me a collection of vintage fairy tale collections. I collect those. Just saying.
Wait. So yeah, that's my thing for $500. Either Fables
or a graphic novel.
Yeah, basically a graphic novel that's like $10, or even if I want to go above $500, Scott Pilgrim goes for at least $600.
You know what? I would get a geek friend, an IMAX ticket to Avatar.
That's it, actually. Treat a geek friend to a movie.
That's
but,
a geek
awesome.
Movie.
But that only applies from at least next week till the next, because...
What are you talking about now?
Yeah, I mean, MMF, Metro Manila.
Dude,
Manila,
like,
Fest.
When's
for
Christmas? IMAX? Christmas is 10 days away, so you gotta
Fine.
Treat him this week.
Fine. You wanna say geek gifts? I wanna buy him an action figure.
$500.
$500?
Which figure?
Oh, I can buy him if I add $50 to it,
or like give him the full set of Green Lantern rings.
No, I could do that, or I can buy a Marvel Universe action figure.
Mm.
It's about $500.
Is it like the Marvel Legends
figure? No, the small, teeny weeny ones. The ones that made me stop collecting.
Those are like $500 nowadays?
$550.
Jesus Christ, and then Marvel Legends like 3 years ago was, what, how much?
5 years ago, it was $300.
Yeah, $300, right?
Yes. Jeez. I collected those.
Holy shit.
Actually, I am a Marvel Legends fan, so this new line, I'm very selective because it doesn't have points of articulation that I enjoy, and the detail is kind of off.
All right, so basically, you're going to get the person
an action figure. I can get him a G.I. Joe, or I can get him one of those on-sale Transformer toys.
All right. Anybody else?
Mm-hmm. I would love to give a set of dice. The problem is I don't know how fast Neutral Grounds stocks them. I have to catch them on a good day to stock them. But can you imagine if you got...
Isn't they always sold out for...
All they ever tell me is come back because anything aside from a D20 gets sold out easily. But if, let's say, a lot of my geek friends, even if they're not really tabletop gamers, that's the ultimate geek thing. And I mentioned, like, it's on ThinkGeek.com. It's really cute accessory. It's just a necklace. But they put a wire around the D20 so it becomes a pendant when it's actually just a way to hold the D20.
Uh-huh.
So that's a really cool accessory. The same. It works as an accessory. You can actually use it for your tabletop gaming. I also work as a teacher and I find the D20 is an awesome teaching device. Things like that. I would love to give that out. But again, limited stock. Other than that, let's say for more general stock, I just heard that the Dreamcast goes for as low as $500.
$500, yes.
$500 for a Dreamcast.
Second hand.
Relive your childhood. That's what Christmas is all about.
I think it only works for the hardcore.
Why did you sell
the
Dreamcast?
Or like, even if you're like not the hardcore geek and you're like more of geek chic, you can spend a $500 to sell screen your friend a geek shirt.
No, you can buy a couple.
You mean $500?
$500.
Yeah, that's true.
For $500, you could buy a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so T-shirts, dice, a figure, graphic
novels.
Because it's kind of funny. Because when you say give something to a geek friend, it doesn't necessarily mean video games anymore. Yeah, or DVDs. Because before it, all you used to be like, oh, well, you're gonna get like your geek friend. I don't know, like what game is out that I can get it, like something like that. But now there's like the. It's diverse. Yeah. You can have creativity around your geek games. I mean, my default would normally be a DVD, but since we are in a pirated-filled country, DVDs don't really matter anymore. I'd rather get them at least a graphic novel, at least. Yeah. You know.
Are there any useful geek gifts?
$500?
For $500.
For $500.
I can't play anymore right now.
Well, okay, this is a stretch, but if you're into anime or manga, if you go to Comic Alley, there are a couple of gifts there that are for your study or for your desk. Yeah, like a clock or a set of pencils.
Yeah.
Same model after
or a planner.
Naruto.
But we all know those are bootlegs.
Yes.
Sorry, Comic Alley is just...
But still, generally speaking, if you're just looking for a gift,
it'll
work.
Okay.
Or... Can you get flash disk for $500? I think you can.
Yes, you can.
That's useful. I don't mind getting a flash disk considering how fast I lose mine.
Okay,
well,
let's raise this. $1,000 to 2,000. What would you get?
Oh yes.
A dinner at Metro by Tokyo.
Banzai!
No, seriously, 1,000 to 2,000. I guess a game. Right?
A game.
Probably.
For the PlayStation 3, yeah.
Not even PS3. I mean, yeah, PS3, like, I'd like $200 for it, you know.
Well, not even PS3.
He's your friend,
goddammit.
He's worth that extra $200 on top of that.
But, of course, that depends on your geek friend's console or portable device.
Yeah, like, if the person has a PS3 and, you know, he's like a new PS3 owner.
Well, if he has a console, then it's a game.
It's a good time to buy him a gift because all of the best games that came out early this year, they're already in budget price.
Ah, yeah, that's true though.
All right, but besides games, I mean, you know, games like
Random,
are default.
Okay.
Even for less than $500, I can get my DS repaired.
DS repair.
To my good friends, I can get my DS repaired. Please help me finish Devil Survivor and Final Fantasy VI.
Very, very cute. Wait, sorry. 1,000 to 2,000 besides
games.
Besides games or even DVD or even Blu-rays. I mean, I don't know. Probably Talkie Dokie, right?
For 1,000.
1,000 to 2,000.
Small Dokie Dokie accessories.
Dokie Dokie accessories.
Actually, a little above 500, you can get T-shirts in Green Dot 5 of authentic Talkie Dokie T-shirts. You can also get probably small bags, things like cell phone cases for about 1,000 in SM.
Or if your like friend does draws a lot, pens, man.
Mm. That's the way to go.
Talkie Talkie toys. Well, coincidentally, they just unraveled their Marvel Talkie Talkie.
The Marvel Talkie Talkie, which I'm actually interested in.
Talkie Talkie line.
So there's Talkie Talkie, small Talkie Talkie toys from Fresh Manila and Pocket Full of Kids. You can buy them for like, I got my Skeletrina for $600.
Mm. Well, for me, you're saying?
Yeah, I was going to say, you can, aside from shirts or the Doki Dokis, you can also accessorize or you can buy them bags.
Yeah.
Bags.
Bags.
Well, yeah. For the laptop, for example, if they need a laptop bag.
You know, for all the bootlegs, sometimes it's kind of quaint how we get the bootleg stuff of old characters. Like yesterday at Geek Fight, one of the players there was wearing a belt of Space Invaders.
Yes. Hello, JR, if you're listening, because this is probably your first World 3 experience, quote unquote.
Yes. Plug Geek Fight every first Monday of the month at Last Home.
There's going to be one on January 13th. 11.
Okay.
11.
Anyway, you're saying the buckle of like
JR has a Space Invader.
Yeah,
on it.
That doesn't even cost like around $2,000 for me, I think, because I think he owned the belt already.
He does, but I have a feeling it was imported. But I know for a fact that I go to different markets. They have things like one-up t-shirts, different Mario t-shirts.
Yes, old
vintage gaming is back in style. You can get it at any thrift store.
It's just sad that we don't have a Hot Topic here locally. I'm sorry.
They're working toward... Who needs Hot Topic when you have China?
Yeah, but... Yeah, you're right.
The buckles, though, you can find those around the markets.
Yeah.
I mean, you can... I have a Batman buckle.
You will need to dig around for them.
Yes.
Like, I've heard of really good finds. Paul Doble of Born Again Fashion, now that he's based in the States, but when he used to run
Born Again Fashion, is that
it's called... No, that's really called this label, called Born Again, because what he does is he searches through Ukai, he finds a way to remodel them, or stitch them up if they're a little off or something, and he resells them. So, there's one, I think he managed to find that really cool belt with the Famicom controller. That is a fine.
The NES controller.
And now it's the hipster accessory of the now.
No, but wait, seriously, $1,000 to $2,000. Like
$1,000 to $2,000.
I mean, I can think of a figure again. You know, like one of those.
What, Play Arts?
Yeah, Play Arts figure. Or if you like Persona, they're selling the Aegis figure at Best Toys for 1.7.
For $2,000, I could go for a Gundam model kit again.
For 1,000, if the person's really special, I go for those rather niche. I'd love the Persona figurine.
Yeah,
getting Metis. I regret that.
That
so
was
much.
Going for $1,300, but you can't pose that. It's just a statue-ish.
I don't care.
No, but the Aegis, you could actually pose it. So.
Yeah, true.
But yeah, $1,000 to $2,000. That's all you think of. I mean, besides probably another graphic novel, because I just like giving graphic novels.
There's one, geek or not. A bottle of sake from Little Tokyo.
Why?
For about 1,000. A little drunkenness goes a long way. It is the spirit.
There.
You can eat that matcha by Tokyo Tokyo!
Bye-bye!
Little Tokyo is not associated with Tokyo Tokyo.
We
just saying.
We are plugging with Tokyo Tokyo here.
We have the poster boy here.
And Little Tokyo.
The poster boy.
Yeah.
And Little Tokyo.
Mayor, you got an idea? 1,000? 2,000?
Because 1,000 to 2,000...
Normally it's a game, right? But, like, do you have any else?
Because, like what Mia said, you can actually get good gift ideas just by being creative about it.
Mm.
I mean, starting with JR's Space Invader belt.
Yeah.
Though that's
like,
authentic.
Accessorized.
A friend gave it to him.
Is it authentic? Authentic?
Yeah.
It looks
or I have a feeling
customized.
I have a feeling it's a Hot Topic item or something.
Yeah,
one
probably.
Of those.
Yeah,
anyway.
Something like those. So... Basically, like, you don't even need to, like, to buy in Hot Topic. Because, like, you can work your way around it naman,
Yeah, we don't
need again, you don't need Hot Topic when you have China.
Yeah, like, go to DV. Diba? It's so easy to copy.
Divisor,
it's so easy to get the results that you want.
And nowadays, in Makati, the market areas in either Activity Center or the tent area near UCC Park. In front of Shangri-La.
You can also go to Makati Cinema Square and Market Market.
Market Market. Actually, Market Market has a better stock than Makati Cinema Square.
I was about to say, there's another book I would recommend for at least, you know, middle $2,000. It's not available yet here. The Star Trek movie companion book.
Ah, yes. The one which, it's a prequel where Spock and Nero work together.
Yeah, basically, it's the art book for that's the companion with the J.J. Abrams film.
J.J. Abrams film.
Yeah.
But you do know of the prequel graphic novel.
Yeah, I know about that. But I'm talking about the art book itself, the movie companion book. I mean, if you're a Star Trek guy, or if you knew Star Trek guy like me, who became a fan after the movie.
A Star Wars guy converted to Star Trek. And I'm
not
a
really
fan.
Converted, but more like just
we love them
it.
Equally.
Yeah, more just welcomed. Yeah, that's
Trekkie all the way.
That's my another recommendation for less than $2,000. But
well, for me, like, since I'm not into a lot of like geek fashion, maybe what you can do is that talk to your girlfriend, tell her, "Han, medyo luma na computer mo.
You need to upgrade.
I'll buy you a computer part for 1.5 in stupidpc.com."
That's clever.
Tipidpc.com. Oh my
yeah,
god.
Oh, it's the best place to search for Taekwondo.
Actually, yeah, true. If you live locally, Tipidpc is probably the eBay. Well,
the local eBay.
No, the tech eBay.
eBay.ph is pretty good. I ordered my DS from there. It's fine. Just make sure user feedback is really good. Do not deal with newbies.
Okay.
Do not deal with people without feedback.
Now that you mentioned DS, okay, fine. We're going up, like, this is our final, for the segment. Fine. Above 2,000, like, go nuts. What would you recommend?
Go for a console!
Because, yeah.
No! Go for a console and an LED TV!
Okay.
Woo!
That is, okay, probably, but...
The dream.
Console-wise, what would you pick between the Wii 360 and the PS3?
Oh, yeah, fine. If you don't have the 3,
yeah,
the 3...
what would you pick?
wait, nag-lode.
I know I'm getting a PSP sometime next year because freaking Atlus has the freaking Persona 3 on PSP. I know that you asked, but actually I would think PS3. At the rate that things are going, probably PS3.
Well, actually, PS3. Because, like, next year is going to be chock full of gaming.
That's
and
true.
PS3 is going to be on top of it.
Not only that, I have friends who are planning to get PS3 if they haven't gotten it by now.
Yeah.
So, it's easier for me to swap with people who have PS3.
But if you talk about back... Well, actually, at this point in time, people who complain that there's no backlog of games for the PS3 are kind of stupid already.
Because
there's a lot. There's already like a handful of them. And I think, especially since PS3 Slim came out recently, it's going to be cheaper. Like the last price I checked in iTech, it was like 14 something, right?
For 120 gig.
Yeah, for 120 gig. And then you have backlog games like Uncharted, Batman, right? And a lot more. So for me, like, because before that was the one-up of 360.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, oh, you're going to buy a PS3, we're going to play.
Yeah.
But now there's actually games that you can play. So
exactly.
I suggest for this holiday season, get a PS3.
Because, if you asked me this question a year ago, I'd still pick the 360 because the fact that it has more games to play. I'm not just talking about pirated stuff normally because, we hate to admit it, but we love buying
we're a poor third world country.
Bootleg stuff.
Sorry, man.
But like now, if you ask me, PS3 is the way to go. You have exclusive games like Uncharted 2, which just came out, and even the new Ratchet and Clank, which was pretty good. And then you have free online.
Yeah, you have
free online. So Modern Warfare 2 is the way to go if you want to play online games for free. And it's also a future proof because next year you got lots of games, man.
Yeah.
A lot on the list.
I'm not just talking about multi platforms like FF13 or Bayonetta, but like exclusive stuff like Heavy Rain,
God of War,
and my most awaited game of 2010 besides FF13, Last Guardian.
Green Day Rockman.
Not Green Day Rockman.
No, I don't mind Green Day Rockman. But aside.
Thanks, Mayor.
But aside. Most gaming analysts, even UG, you mentioned this. 2010 was going to be the year of the PS3.
No. I actually thought 2009 was.
No, but then most of the games got pushed
back. I guess the games got pushed back. And, well, you can technically say... Actually, we're going to talk about this later. Uncharted 2 was the best game, I think, I played this year. But, 2009 isn't the year of the PS3. 2010, maybe.
Maybe, because... The only I can only see PS3 games until June. Therefore,
Yeah.
The rest of the season, I don't know what they're gonna come out with.
We're giving a forecast here.
Yeah, actually, we are. Yeah, we'll talk about this in another episode.
So,
where,
but
you know,
guys, if we're gonna get a PS3 down the line next Christmas,
you're gonna play a lot.
Get a Wii.
Like me. Well, because
yeah.
I started with a PS3, guys, and well, that was the only console to go when I got it in 2008 because I, for one, wanted to play Metal Gear Solid 4. So I got it, and the rest of the consoles just, well, like the Wii now, it just popped up.
So basically, bottom line is PS3 is the console we should pick. I mean, a gamer or
well,
a fan should pick.
Yeah, if you're
three.
A gamer, basically, you get your PS3.
Get
but
your
the PS3. Thing kasi is, most of the backlog games are only single player at most.
Yeah.
So if you're like a family who needs to share the TV, get a Wii.
Get a Wii. If you're somebody who's, I'm in between, I can't decide, get a 360.
Well, depends. Again, you know, depends on the
yes,
game.
Yeah, because
so
360 has multiplayer-ish and single-player-ish
games. 360 is like all around, definitely. But
yeah.
Exclusive stuff, though, PS3.
Actually, considering most friends I know don't want to have too many people over, they're going for the PS3.
Yes.
So there can be more selective of people who
it's
want to use their
console. It's a
single-player console.
Okay, so yeah, done with console. What about other stuff? I mean, handhelds, I think getting
PSP.
A PSP or a DS.
PSP.
No,
I think if you don't have a PSP or a DS,
it's hard.
Get, don't listen to us anymore. You have
people.
To get at least one of them.
I'm biased people. I'm getting a PSP. But, well, okay, here, since the PSP Go was introduced this year, well, you'll be forced to download from the PSN store.
I was about to say, do not get the PSP Go.
No, well... I have to disagree because some people prefer it slim and light. And at first, I was with you. I was in that mindset. I didn't want to get a PSP Go because I'm one of those people who wants to own the games, the UMDs. It's part of my collection.
Yeah, but it's stupid. You're paying like $250 and whatever the peso equivalent is for just this thing.
Just for this small thing.
Yeah.
But since you already have a PSP, it's after the fact.
Still, it's not. You know. Anyway, so moving on. Okay, so for portable wise,
PSP.
PSP, if only because Atlas is evil and it eats
my soul. I'd say get a DS. I'm sorry.
Actually, get a DS.
I mean, DS is a little bit cheaper and you have more games that are a lot more mainstream for
Kenji,
the casual guy.
Kenji, man. Kenji.
Well, I already have a DS, which is why I'm after a PSP.
All right, yeah. But if you could pick between both, I'd say get a DS first. Unless,
for games.
Yeah, unless you're...
Unless you're that kind of gamer na... Because DS is more for casual gaming. Like, if your girlfriend is always bored...
With a stylus.
Yeah. And give her a DS.
Yeah, I guess... And unless you're a Sony guy who's been following the games, like God of War or Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
That's me. And you.
Get a PSP. Alright, anything else besides portable?
Besides portable...
Like, sky's the limit. What would you get for a geek?
A TV, dude. A TV.
HDTV. Yeah, for an HDTV, by the way, I would recommend the Panasonic C10... It's going from like 20 to 25 thousand bucks.
Your sales pitching?
No, like for 32 inches, that's not so bad.
I'd buy them a Japanese school outfit, just saying. Or the Gundam. If I sky's the limit, I'm buying the freaking Gundam.
Sky's the limit? Apple products. If you're getting Apple products, man.
Okay, whatever, yeah.
Yeah, an iPod would be nice.
Okay, get about
yes. Actually the iPod would be nice.
iPod,
I never owned an iPod, man.
iPod, iTouch, iPhone.
Mac. I am very happy with my Philips Go Gear, but an iPod would be nice.
A BlackBerry? Come on, you said sky's the limit.
BlackBerry's not worth it in this country.
Some people got them, and they're happy
it's,
with it.
It's okay if you can afford it, but I mean, for the what you have, the limitations of BlackBerry here in this country, you're better off getting the Nokia E-Series.
All
right.
But if the sky's the limit, go ahead.
Actually, why not? If the sky's the limit, that means you can afford
the
BlackBerry. Projector,
look it up to your chest with your PSG in the back. You're all go!
Go!
I say, I still want the Gundam. I'll buy it with my crazy money. I'll buy that Gundam. It's going to guard my house.
All right. So let's wrap this first segment.
Hi.
Essentially.
So we're now naming our games for the year, aren't we?
Yeah. Okay, and then the other was Devil Survivor.
Actually, Devil Survivor's gameplay is freaking hard. You probably read this on magnetic-rose.net by this time. And anyway, hi, Rog. Devil Survivor has that satisfying feeling of like a really interactive chess game. And the fact it's Shin Megami Tensei or Atlus, which owns my soul. My gaming soul now belongs to them since Persona 3.
Mm-hmm.
In any case, so Devil Survivor, even though it's ridiculously hard, I love the post-apocalyptic storyline of these three kids trying to survive Tokyo before the demons and the angels get to them. I really, really, really love it. And even though it's absolutely insane how I have to beat a character of a higher level just to get more of the powers that I need, it's addicting. Next thing I know, like 2 hours have passed and I'm playing the same level over and over again. I'm not a grinder. Devil Survivor makes me a grinder. I think that's a feat.
I was going to say that the plot is a rip-off of
Twewi,
The World Ends With You.
It is, but the fact that it's Shin Megami Tensei makes it a whole lot darker because, face it, Squaresoft is like giving
Square
it
Enix.
To... Square Enix, sorry. Squaresoft. Hello, Era 1992.
Because when you say Squaresoft, the games we remember should be Chrono Trigger, FF3,
PlayStation Days,
Secret of Mana, FF Tactics.
Okay,
when you say Square Enix, there's like trash.
Munchkin. Anyway, so like
trash.
Square.
Whoa.
Yeah, like Star Ocean 3.
It's coming from the RPG boy.
No, come on. This he doesn't like Nomura. Nomura is the brainchild behind.
Let's focus on Devil Survivor.
Okay, so anyway, Devil Survivor is very obviously a competitor of Twewi to the extent that the storylines are ridiculously similar. But what I love about Atlus is that they're not scared. And they're not going to hide amidst all the whole high jumps and glimmer and pins and cool Shibuya Harajuku fashion thing. Devil Survivor is just in your face about it.
Okay, but what else? Devil Survivor, Scribblenauts, your 2009 games.
I'll end it with this. You really want me to end it with
this? No, not really end it. Just keep going. What, like, the games that come on your mind. I mean, Plants vs. Zombies? You could include that too.
Actually, Plants vs. Zombies is very addictive.
It's a cute game.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's also... I love Plants vs. Zombies because it's just ridiculously cute. Even people I know who are really hardcore really love Plants vs. Zombies. And I love that it's actually friendly to backseat gamers.
Yeah, and
I have not seen a single Plants vs. Zombies game go without somebody passing by going, oh, why did you do that? Why didn't you plant this other plant instead?
That is the definition, by the way, of a backseat gamer to those who are not familiar with.
Yeah,
somebody telling you what to do when you want to do it your own way.
Yeah.
I know, right? And the thing is, actually, it's the one game where like you don't get pissed off with the backseat gamer. It's like it's geared towards people who... It's like a whole car. It's like the gaming car. That's Plants vs. Zombies.
Next time, if somebody does that to you, want to do it? Go ahead.
Yeah, I know, but Plants vs. Zombies makes it friendly. You don't feel like killing the guy in the backseat.
All right. Anything else?
Oh, Tekken.
Because you just can... Yeah,
you can kick his ass.
There we go. Marty actually just spoiled it. Yes. Is that the explanation why you picked Tekken 6?
Yeah, I can kick your ass with him.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I can also kick veteran players' asses with the full Android. This was really cute, by the way.
G isn't particularly good at a new Tekken game.
No. Shut up. I'm getting there.
Yeah, right. I beat you 21 times when you went to my place.
Thank you for dissing the host of the show.
Yes.
You know what? Dude, Martin, you know that's not fair because any guy who's friended you on Plurk and who you met in real life will say that trying to beat you at any fighting game is like Sisyphus rolling the boulder up a hill. You know you're going to go down at some point. Oh, come on.
Dude, he's a fighter. Billy's a fighter. Come on, man.
Billy,
Martin,
it
nobody.
Burns. How are you?
Nobody has actually beaten you in a fighting game.
Oh, no.
He's beaten me.
There's some, like Ari. Mr. Ari Newman.
Yeah, but because Ari is as obsessive about it.
Ari Newman of the U2. What was it?
We're name dropping left and right in this episode,
Ari,
huh?
Ari of,
it's our special
Ari episode. Of U92 is pretty good, and we go have our rallies in fighting games.
But I have to say, come on, Martin. You know you're good at
fighting
games.
Yeah, basta Tekken 6 for. Buy Tekken 6, then fight G.
You'll see what I mean.
All right.
Anything else, Mia, for your 2009 games?
I go backwards in time with gaming, as a lot of you listeners and people who follow my blog notice.
Mm-hmm.
So, enough with that. But I have to say,
the
yodeling techno music in Tekken is the bomb.
Wait.
Oh, you mean the Hidden Retreat? The yodeling?
Whatever.
The sheep?
It's the bomb, people.
I mean,
okay.
I got the list here for 09 games. You're not even going to include, like, Rhythm Heaven?
Rhythm Heaven. That's the one that Mika's playing, right?
Yeah.
Rhythm Tengoku.
Yeah, Rhythm Tengoku.
I'm not.
That's the weirdest yet addicting game. It's a weird, weird game, but it's addicting nonetheless.
The thing with Rhythm Heaven, though, it's like it's difficult. I think you have to be especially musically inclined.
Especially the choir part.
Oh yeah, yeah, God. That killed me. I stopped from there.
Weird.
But I stopped from there.
At the same time, I can't stop playing it.
My sister really loves that game, though. That's what got her to suddenly start looking for my DS.
Okay.
So that's basically it. But so far, top three. As in, considering that, you know, most of my favorite games are not from this year.
Yeah, you just got a DS.
I got a DS for Phoenix Wright, and Edgy Wedgie's not coming out till 2010.
You can look forward to it.
And I can ask you, well, I'm going to ask also the rest of the guys.
That's a great Christmas present to give me, by the way.
I'm going
to
ask this after they list their games. I'm going to ask you, at least name the most, you know, the game that you had most fun with.
The most fun?
The one you had most fun with.
Does it have to be a 2009 release?
No. Yeah. Well, yeah, definitely.
Ah. Scribblenauts. Because Scribblenauts was really like one layer after another of what the hell is this? As in, at some point, true Scribblenauts story, okay? I have to, my sister tries to do that whole stage where you have to get the candy of this girl from a vending machine, which is guarded by a bully.
I thought you meant the one with the basket and the fly. Go ahead.
I don't even remember that. Either way, the whole vending machine challenge. So, you have to, it's like, try to get past the bully to get the vending machine. So naturally, you start scribbling things to distract the bully with. My sister summons love in the form of a heart. She has to give the heart to the bully. The bully uses the heart to beat my sister's character up. That's Scribblenauts for you.
Okay. Fair enough.
And what's that? Love letter to the Lovecraftian fans. Cthulhu wins all, and you can actually see everyone else in that level go insane after being near Cthulhu. It's the bomb.
And he used God also.
Yes, and I also use God, who gets beaten up by the bully.
Jesus Christ.
That's Mia for you.
All right. Thank you, Martin. Your turn. Games of 09. No limit. Keep going.
Wow. It's all PS3 centric here.
I mean, you can start from January to December.
Of course, if we're going to start. No limit, huh?
So, yeah, just keep going.
Okay, then I then have to start with Street Fighter 4.
Definitely, because that is the return of Street Fighter.
Oh, yes.
To some people. Although I love Third Strike, but, you know.
To a certain degree, okay, since you brought that topic up, between that and Third Strike, the only reason why I liked Third Strike was it felt more balanced, and they introduced more characters there.
Yeah, but we're going to Street Fighter 4.
We're going to Street Fighter 4. It's back to old school. And so it had this art brush, 3D-like presentation.
Yeah, yeah.
It's still the 2D the Okami, fighting that we love.
The Okami thing.
Yeah, well, yeah, the art brush Okami presentation. Yeah. But if you're good at Street Fighter and you learn, you have a learning curve at Street Fighter, you won't feel left out in this one. So
keep going.
It's one of the fighting games I nominate for this year. And actually, the fighting games for this year.
Okay, keep going. So what's your other
games? Other games? Okay.
I mean, you're going to say Resident Evil 5. I know you will. Because you're an RE fan.
Honorary mention, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, RE5, yeah. Because
you didn't? Okay, let's admit
Story-wise, I still prefer Resident Evil 4.
Yeah.
Action-wise, it was just right.
How about, let's just say, game-wise, overall, we prefer RE4. Because RE5 is really good at some point, but, like, months later, you realize that, you know, it was just okay.
Yeah, why? Because I found it pretty easier than RE4, so to speak.
Right.
The fact that I just raced down it, and the one thing I hated with this game was you didn't have that upgradable briefcase option. You only had a certain number of slots.
It was more of an action-based game.
It was more action-based, and it was, real-time, because you had to switch items with your partner.
So ultimately, it's just your honorary mention. It's not...
Honorary mention, because, we're going to get the same game next year with RE5 Gold Alternate Edition.
I think it's going to be the better version. Anyway, keep going. So what
keep
else?
Keep going. So, RE5, Batman Arkham Asylum. Whoopee!
Is that your favorite game of 09?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so it is confirmed your best game, because we kind of talked about this before.
Yes, we did. Because, though, you know, you'd say Uncharted 2. I'd say Uncharted 2 also, but come on, when Batman came out, I'd play it, and I'd feel like Batman.
Yeah, it's the game that really...
It's like the mirror playing itself.
I mean, I could say it's me. I'm beating that guy to shit.
I mean, the developer Rocksteady Studios really captured the whole thing. It was the best superhero game of all time. I'm not exaggerating.
They did not explore Gotham City, which is why when they announced that sequel in the Spike Video Game Awards,
holy shit! Actually,
I'm random. I thought Martin was Batman. Why is he playing himself?
No, I am playing myself.
I was gonna talk about. I mean, a little bit about the sequel announcement because. I think, you know, I thought it was too soon.
You think it was too soon?
I mean,
I feel it was just right. Wanted to give the heads up for the people. Like, hey, we're still doing one.
I think it was just right because when you think about it, Arkham Asylum was pretty short.
That's true, but I mean, I don't know, a new game, a new $60 game a year after?
Yeah. Okay. Come on, there's Left 4 Dead 2, which I mentioned for this year.
Probably.
One of my favorite shooters of this year, along with Modern Warfare 2.
Okay, you already mentioned those two. So, okay, we're going to include those in your list.
Yes, in my list. And another one. Yeah, wrapping up. What's Tekken 6?
Yeah.
Of course. Because we can always beat G with Tekken 6.
I can.
I set the tone for that, didn't
Yeah.
Ever since Tekken 3.
He's bragging about Lars, but he can't use Lars
you
for
bastards,
shit.
Bastards, I hate you.
Tekken 3, Tekken 4, Tekken 5, and Tekken 6.
You beat me in all the games. Yeah, we know that, man.
Because it's... There's nothing to be ashamed about.
Here's an official statement from World 3. Martin's being too humble for his own good. If you want to know what you're talking about, I dare you to challenge him if you see him at any nearby arcade.
I accept the challenge.
All right. So, essentially... Oh, you're not going to include God of War now. I don't think that's applicable.
Which God of War?
The collection.
No, it's not.
So, if I'm going to ask you your favorite, the game you had most fun with, it's Arkham? It's
Arkham Asylum.
And Street Fighter and Tekken.
Street Fighter 4, Tekken. But, I wanted to include Uncharted, but... And then again, compared to that... And
well, we should, like, qualify... Really? We should qualify more when you ask, like...
I like
or where what game gave you the most fun, because... There's fun with other people.
Fun by yourself.
But I mean, generally, as a whole, you know.
As a whole. Tekken, Street Fighter, and Batman being
my favorite.
Okay. Mayor, your turn.
Top games.
I think Borderlands would be part of this.
Yeah. And Prince of Persia.
Woo! What?
No joke.
I was going to say, woo! What?
Joke lang. Not dying is the bomb.
Borderlands, because it's...
Fine.
It's Diablo meets Fallout.
It's really addicting. I can't put into words how addicting it can be.
You playing on the PC or...
I'm playing in the PC.
Okay.
So basically, the story is meh.
But it's just the gameplay, right?
You play it because it's... Yeah, if you're the type of RPG guy that wants the best stuff for your character, you'll play it for a very long time, my friends.
Yep.
Because after you finish the whole game in normal, you carry over your character with his current level to a harder difficulty with better items.
So it's not like Fallout 3 once you end the game. Depending on the system.
Well, that was one big criticism with Fallout 3. It was like... How can it be open-ended is when you finish the game, it won't let you... There's nothing to do anymore.
I think they patched that up already.
They released the Game of the Year edition.
Yeah, I think they patched it up. But I know what you mean. Like, when it first came out, like, you know, once you beat the game, it's like you can't, you know, play it anymore.
Yeah.
You can't backtrack.
Yeah. It's like... I love Infamous before.
Yeah.
But it's kind of silly to let you play the game after you finish the final boss, because... You did everything. And what's the point of you running around town, like, beating random guys if there's no goal to it?
Basically, it's a GTA with superhero.
Yeah,
stuff.
It's something like that.
Stuff.
Like, so, basically, Borderlands, solves this by, you know, like, you want more stuff? Then fight tougher monsters to get more stuff. Yeah.
About the challenge factor.
And the wit is cool. Because how they presented the game was really awesome, though. Like, the whole concept, moving concept art.
Yeah. I like the cel-shaded stuff. Yeah. I mean, I should actually play the game. I mean, I have to get a copy.
Yeah, you should.
All right, anything else? Borderlands?
I should get a copy.
Well, in my list, like, since most of you are going to say already, if not said it already, like...
I got my stuff reserved. All right,
Tekken 6.
Woohoo!
Because you can beat G.
What the hell, man?
What the hell, dude?
Happier, man.
You know, seriously, month from now, I'm going to kick your guys' ass. I don't know. I'm kind of
I'm not sure. Yes.
Really?
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Well.
For the record, I'm a button masher.
Well, for fighting games, I would like also like BlazBlue.
Oh, yeah. You forgot BlazBlue or BlazBlue. Yeah.
Yeah.
BlazBlue is
that's,
pretty.
Yeah.
BlazBlue.
We had workshops for that game.
BlazBlue is really fucking amazing. I totally forgot about that.
Our workshops were hosted by Martin Villegas.
Dude, we played it. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It's a spiritual successor to Guilty Gear, but I have to give it an honorary mention.
Actually, if you ask
me... Well, if you compare it to the realm of Street Fighter and Tekken, of course, BlazBlue is going to go towards the third place.
Yes, it's going to rank
actually,
first.
If you ask me, I prefer BlazBlue over Street Fighter.
You do?
At some point.
And maybe
like,
because Martin is...
He's very...
Already... He's already established Street Fighter.
I like Street Fighter too, don't get me wrong, but I just like as something new and
something Bishonen?
No, shut the fuck up. Something intuitive, like I think it was pretty good. Like, you know, the combos itself, despite the fact that, you know, even if you're not good or not, you're not good, you can still play the whole thing.
That's true.
You don't have to be a master.
I have to give it that. It's the kind of game where after you learn a certain curve, you can go along with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And right. It doesn't take a fighting genius to play the game.
No.
Yeah.
Smooth. Transition
yeah.
is smooth.
Yeah. Learning curve is pretty okay.
They really, like, you know, that was also the thing with Guilty Gear before.
You can bottom mash and look like you're doing combos.
Right. Anything else? So, BlazBlue, Borderlands.
Guys, Dragon Age.
Oh, yeah. Dragon Age.
I have lost friends to Dragon Age.
Because I am not a Western RPG guy, and you're multi.
Dude, even if it is not an Eastern RPG thing, you should definitely play it.
Western games are good.
You can have sex with a gay elf.
Or a dwarf.
Or a dwarf.
If dwarfs
you have interracial, interspecies, intersex thing.
I never knew you were into short things, Mayor.
I always play the dwarf in RPG. Western RPGs.
Okay.
Yeah, because they're strong. But anyway, it's really cool. The story is really engaging. I sound like Kenneth. The story is really engaging. The graphics, graphics in my laptop. It's really, if you have a beautiful machine, if you have a PC of God, or if you're playing it in the consoles.
A PC of God.
If you're playing it in consoles, it's really, really good looking. It's a really pretty good
game. I'm gonna counter that. It doesn't look. It looks okay. I think.
Really.
It's not Uncharted 2. Mm-hmm. I'm
gonna
benchmark
Naughty Dog
outdid themselves. 21 out of 20, my ass. Okay, but Dragon Age, you know, for the D&D people.
D&D people,
Forgotten Realms. It's a really good. Yeah. You'll learn to. You'll find a lot to love there.
Anything else?
Yeah. Well, there's Dance on Jokeland. Dance Online. The latest craze in Jokeland.
And what will be your top three?
No, there's no top three. Just like keep
well,
going.
Of course, people are gonna say Modern Warfare 2, so they're gonna people say gonna say
yeah,
Uncharted.
Those
games go without saying.
Yeah,
but
nah. If you say 09 PS3, of course those two games are gonna be there.
Yes,
diba?
Yes.
Okay.
So yun lang like so we have Borderlands because a lot of people were interested in Borderlands and said, maybe not. I'm telling you now, baby, yes.
Okay, now that you're actually saying this, I mean, now that you're, you know, telling us all about this, I might actually pick up the game now.
Yeah, go, like...
Give it a shot.
But, warning, since it's a grind fest, it's literally like you play for the grind, do play it with other people.
Yeah, that's another cool aspect of it, is the co-op.
Yeah, you do play it with other people. It's funner.
Okay.
As in people shouting and... Yeah, especially LAN. Don't play it online because it's kind of sad. But if you play it LAN, like if you're a PC guy, play it with LAN with four people in the same room.
Holy.
It's gonna be really, really fun. But
so,
of course, if you're on console, then Xbox Live or PSN.
Yes, PSN,
hurt.
Yeah.
So, that's the game that you had most fun with?
Borderlands. Yeah, if I'm gonna pick one, yeah.
Cool beans. I guess it's my turn.
Yes.
Duh.
Okay.
Tekken 6, but you always lose.
I'm not gonna say Tekken 6, sorry.
Because you lose the button match.
I like Tekken 6, but I don't think it's in my top 10 even.
Because you always lose.
Because you cannot take it.
Funny enough, like last year, my favorite game of all time, 2008, was Persona 4.
Yeah, you know? Persona 4.
That. Yeah,
I won't contest that.
Funny enough, this year...
We Atlas Hole, my there, comment counts.
There isn't a single RPG that actually really grabbed my attention. Like, Star Ocean was just a little... Okay, it was meh with the dubbing was really horrible. But like RPG, I never really played like one seriously. Maybe Dissidia, but it's not even an RPG. So
it's a fighting game.
It's a, yeah, it's essentially a fighting game. I mean, Persona PSP was okay, but it's a remake. It's not really something new. So like,
but did you enjoy it?
I did in some ways, but like nothing really RPG in the same caliber as Persona 4 or even Tales of Vesperia or Lost Odyssey. So
that's
I think
right,
this year,
this year wasn't an RPG.
Yeah, this year. So it's more of a shooter. So if I'm gonna name my favorite game of 2010, oh no, sorry.
2009, looking ahead, aren't we?
2009.
Modern Warfare.
Nope. What? Uncharted 2.
Ooh.
Uncharted 2 is my favorite game because it's a debate. It's mostly like a tie between Modern Warfare 2 and Uncharted 2.
Uncharted 2, okay.
Because,
or AKA the two biggest games ever
yeah.
this year.
I mean, I'm not just doing this because it's like the massa thing. It's the massa's pick or the massa's choice.
Which is Modern Warfare 2.
No, I mean both games, because if you ask like everybody else, they're going to pick between those
between
two.
Between the two, yes.
They really are fucking amazing games. But like, overall, I think Uncharted 2 is the better game. I mean, Mayor's going to play it for the first time because I need my copy.
Yeah! Yeah!
I mean,
it'll kick ass.
I mean, seriously, single-player experience is phenomenal. Like, the best action-adventure game since Metal Gear Solid 4, personally.
Dude, if you put a game that combines, that has a character that combines the attributes of Indiana Jones and
yeah.
John McClane of Die Hard,
yeah.
Shit.
I was about to go also mention the dialogue, the script. It's very Whedon-esque. Whedon-esque. It's like Joss Whedon wrote it.
How dare you use the God's name in vain?
So it's really good. Like, the script's good. The story, okay, it's generic. But then again, that's the purpose of the game. It's like a blockbuster, you know?
Yes.
You don't have to really think about it. It's
an
actually
interactive blockbuster.
But, like, the segments are just so amazing. Like, you know, in the game, in, like, a normal game, if you see a cutscene of a guy being chased by cops, it's a cutscene. But in Uncharted 2, you actually play that scene. And you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes,
the one where the guy backstabbed you. It's not a spoiler. It's you can see it from
that
a mile
ass.
Away. Yeah.
That ass.
The guy who's like
just after the camera guy.
Yeah, the guy who's like Sean Benn in,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
In National Treasure.
They're playing the game right before my eyes.
No, but okay, let's talk about something that Mare has actually seen. That helicopter scene from the
yeah.
demo.
That was shit.
That was
but
shit.
No, but I think my favorite part of the game also was the when they discovered. Actually, yeah.
Come on!
I'm not gonna spoil it. Okay, there's this place. It's just so colorful on HDTV or even regular TV.
Gee, we know. Both of us played it, but somebody didn't play it here.
I'm not spoiling anything, but.
Mayor is flicking the middle finger at you as we speak.
Come on! Okay,
Uncharted 2, fucking amazing game. My favorite game of 2009. And next would be Modern Warfare 2.
Mm.
Modern Warfare 2, great fucking action also.
Feeling ko naman kasi Modern Warfare 2. Holds the same, if not a little lesser lang naman, production value from Uncharted.
Yeah,
slightly.
It's also good. It's also amazing. I mean, they're really, for me, it's nearly a tie. The only thing that makes it, you know, that makes me prefer Uncharted 2 is just overall the blockbuster. Like,
the cinematic
experience, it's much more compact. Like, because in Modern Warfare 2, okay, not really a spoiler, but there's no ending. It's leading to a sequel again. You know, which actually makes me more excited. No, you know, don't get me wrong,
yeah.
But just like, you know, it's again Modern Warfare 2. I'm sorry, because we're gonna need to wrap this up. But essentially, it's two games in one: the single player and the multiplayer.
That's right. That's
some
right.
guys I know didn't even play the single player.
Yeah.
They went for multiplayer.
If you're gonna ask me
really
my, if we're gonna narrow it down to my multiplayer game of 09, Modern Warfare 2, definitely.
Dude, we played multiplayer of Uncharted. It only lasted for a while.
Yeah, no, Uncharted 2 multiplayer is also good.
It's
pretty
good
too.
But
it's good.
Their first foray in that kind of
And it was actually pretty good. But Modern Warfare 2 definitely upped the ante from the first game. Like, you could level up. I mean, you know, you still level up like before, but there are like just a lot of upgrades. I mean, you know, I wrote a review in Playground, if you could read it. When is it going to be out? Like, next...
It's supposed
Next
to come
month,
out.
Soon.
I know.
It's already going through the proof. Right?
But there, what was I going to say? Well, we can't be a good comparison between Modern Warfare 2 game multiplayer and Uncharted 2.
Yeah,
come on, they're virgins.
Exactly.
Uncharted.
No, but as virgins, quote unquote, it was still good.
Yeah,
it was still
they're
good.
Like World 3
yes.
during their maiden year.
Look,
that's
yeah,
good. That's really good.
That's a good
yeah.
comparison, Mir.
We're the Uncharted 2 of
podcast.
All right, moving on. Like, my other games.
So, time to wrap up, actually.
No, we still have, like, a few minutes. Okay. A
few minutes.
So, all right, my other games of 2009. All right, Beatles Rock Band. I love Rock Band. I never liked the Beatles before. But after seeing that intro by the guy who made Gorillaz, it transformed me. Like, holy shit, this is amazing.
It's Beatles
Club. Watch out for Green Day Rock Band.
I don't care. I don't really know.
I'm looking forward to Green Day Rock Band.
Beatles Rock Band, one of my favorites from 2009. Another thing would be, okay, I'm still playing it, Assassin's Creed 2.
I mean,
holy shit, the first game, I really...
Finish it so I can borrow it.
I hated the first game, but this game, I mean, the sequel, it's just, they really listened to the fans.
Dude,
it was upgraded.
To like in the first game.
Exactly, right? Like, you would just keep repeating.
If you played the first level, you're just gonna repeat that level 10 times.
Yeah, exactly.
Here, you can choose whether you want to accept the mission or not.
No.
Your own way. I'm just saying, broader aspect.
Yeah,
broader
aspect. It's like GTA. Like, that's right. Like the first game, they had the plan, like, oh, we want to make him like a GTA clone or something with Crusades, but they didn't make it properly.
No, not really.
So this one, they actually made it properly. And then the story, Ezio Auditore is an interesting character compared to Altair.
He's fine.
You know?
He's fine.
So, amazing. But yeah, Assassin's Creed 2, one of my favorites also. I guess that's about it for, like, you know, four games.
Just those four?
Well, I mean, let's go.
Yeah,
others were mentioned already, like Street Fighter 4 was mentioned, BlazBlue. But let's just also, you know, a heads up. I didn't play all the games of 09. Like,
well, who expects anyone to play?
I mean, there are other really awesome games like New Super Mario Brothers for the Wii. I didn't play that, which got an A+ by Jeremy Parrish from
actually,
WhatUp.
I heard that is a really good game.
Yeah, there's also Killzone 2, which I heard was okay, you know, for a shooter. I didn't play that. Mario Luigi for the DS. Yeah.
Yeah, the whole thing where they went in Bowser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't play that. There's other games too, but I didn't play so. But yeah, I mean,
and Kingdom Hearts.
I never played Kingdom Hearts
for the DS.
I mean, I'm not really a huge Kingdom Hearts fan, but I love Kingdom Hearts, and I didn't play the DS version for some odd reason. Maybe because it's another prequel to a story that I didn't really give a shit about. I mean, Roxas. You know, I mean, I know what's gonna happen.
Rojas.
Rojas.
I thought you actually played that.
Not really. I don't have time.
I just thought.
You know. So seriously, yeah. But Uncharted 2, ultimately my game of 09.
There we go. We have Uncharted, we have Batman.
So guys, like what we said in the previous section of the podcast.
Psychonauts.
Now's the best time to buy a console because look at the games we just said. There are a lot of them now.
And there, anybody who wants to go Wii?
Well,
yeah.
I don't know.
Super Mario? And hell, I love Resident Evil The Dark Side Chronicles.
Yeah,
holy shit. That was a good game.
All right, so time to wrap this up.
Also, what do you? Yeah, so Merry Christmas,
Merry Christmas
guys.
To
Happy
y'all.
Happy holidays.
All. And
stay safe. Don't blow any body parts off.
As for our next episode, which will be sometime in January,
the season opener.
Season opener, season two. We expect
great
things and
different things.
Hopefully, Wingman Altair will be with us.
Wingman.
Different things, because I expect different. Actually, like crazy.
No, I already have a tentative lineup for our next episode. We're gonna talk about 2010 games and movies, like what we did last year. If you guys remember, like you know, upcoming.
It's actually gonna be World 3's first year.
It's gonna be our first year.
No,
wait.
Yay.
You sure?
Yes.
That was
when Playground on Air first started.
We started it.
Around
Feb. We started Feb,
we started
not January.
I remember.
Yeah, but we're hitting our
the
first
hottest
year.
Movies of 2010, King of Fighters.
Holy shit, please don't remind me of the swords.
And Tekken.
Hey, Tekken looks a little bit decent than Tekken. Anyway, okay, so on behalf of me, Mia, Mayor, and Martin, we're going to sign off. So see you guys in the next...
See you at Tokyo!
30 days. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year's, and we'll see you soon. Later.
Supply.